Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Brad Piron and I am a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And here's how it reads. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him to show his servants what must happen soon. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who gives witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ by reporting what he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud, and blessed are those who listen to this prophetic message and heed what is written in it, for the appointed time is near. John, to the seven churches in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits before his throne. I heard the Lord saying to me, to the angel of the church in Ephesus, write this. The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks in the midst of the seven gold lampstands says this. I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. You have tested those who call themselves apostles but are not, and discovered that they are imposters. Moreover, you have endurance and have suffered for my name, and you have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have lost the love you had at first. Realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Otherwise, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. I absolutely love these verses from Revelation. Jesus is speaking through the angel to the church in Ephesus, and this is what he says. This is what I hold against you. You have lost the love you had at first. And you know, he's speaking to Ephesus in all of this amazing language, telling them that he sees the efforts that they're putting in for the gospel. He sees the faith that they have. He sees all of the positive things that are coming from their church, but he holds this against them, that they've lost the love they had at first. And isn't that true for you and me at times? We lose the love that we had at first. We lose the love that we had at first for some of our family members. We lose the love that we had at first for certain songs that get old over time, right? We lose the love that we had at first for a variety of things. And I definitely think that it's true when it comes to the Lord. Do you remember the first time that you encountered the Lord in a powerful way? The first time that he made himself known to you in a personal way? Do you remember that? Do you remember the love that you had for him in response to his love for you? And the question is, do you carry out that love now? Or has it waned? Has it waned with different challenges in your life? Has it waned with the state of the world right now? Have you lost the love that you had at first? Because, brothers and sisters, we can do all of these amazing things with our lives. As Jesus says to the church in Ephesus through the angel, I know your works, your labor, and your endurance, and that you cannot tolerate the wicked. Man, I hope that's true with me. I hope I'm doing works for the Lord. I hope my labor is in the name of the Lord. I hope my endurance is for the Lord. I hope that I'm not tolerating wicked things in the world. But even so, it is still pivotal that I remain faithful, that I remain true to the love that I knew when I first encountered him. I want to maintain that love, don't you? That's the love that keeps us moving forward. It's the love that keeps us in our purpose. It's the love that keeps us in our mission. It's so important that we hold true to the love that we had at first. And you know, the angel goes on and says, realize how far you have fallen. Repent and do the works you did at first. Sometimes I don't realize how far I've fallen, right? I end up frustrated with someone that I love, or I end up spouting off about something that wasn't actually that significant. And I realize that I've fallen from that love that I had at first. May we keep that love in this time of uncertainty, in this time of chaos, In a world that is ever changing, may we hold true to the one thing that never changes, and that is the love of the Lord. The love of the Lord in the person of love, the Holy Spirit, the love of the Lord that was pierced for us on Calvary in the person of Jesus Christ, and the love of God our Father in heaven. May we love the Holy Trinity in the same way that the Holy Trinity loves us. May we get better in that love each and every day, and may we hold true to the first love, the love when we first encountered Him. This has been a scripture reflection on the book of Revelation, chapter 1, verses 1 through 4, and chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. Again, my name is Brad Pieron. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.